you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning is Trevor Loudon. And Trevor ordinarily lives in New Zealand, but he's doing a tour here in the United States and was good enough to come on with us and bring us up to date with his thoughts and his concerns. So without further ado, Trevor, would you come on, sort of introduce yourself, tell our listeners
Hi, Dr. Stan. It's great to be on. Thank you.
Go right ahead.
Look, thanks for having me on. I'm a New Zealand researcher. I'm best known for exposing the links between Mr. Obama and the Hawaiian communist Frank Marshall Davis, and also exposing the communist green job czar Van Jones, who was expelled from the White House after a big campaign by Glenn Beck. So I've got two books on the market. I've got Barack Obama and the Enemies Within, all about Obama's ties to pro-Soviet Marxists and socialists, and also The Enemies Within, my latest book, The Enemies Within, Communists, Socialists, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress, which is exactly as its title implies, a book about the takeover of communists of Congress by Marxist elements, and it profiles 51 members of the House and 14 senators with identifiable Marxist ties.
Well, are we adopting here in the United States a Marxist or straight-line socialist programs, and how can that be when we have a Constitution which says these things are unconstitutional?
Well, you have at least 100 members of the House and 20 members of the Senate who couldn't pass a basic security clearance to clean the toilets at any military base in your country. And neither could your president. So these people are actively working against your constitution. See, what happened in 1995, that's when Democratic Socialists of America, your largest Marxist group, that's when they took over the AFL-CIO, the unions. And once they took over the unions, that effectively gave them control of the Democratic Party, because there's hardly a Democrat at any level, any elected official in the country, he doesn't owe his job to the labor unions. So that leverage has given the Marxists and socialists an incredible amount of power since 1995.
I'm sure you're absolutely right, but you know, the average American doesn't know this. So why would somebody living in New Zealand know more about what's going on here? And I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying, but why don't the American people understand that we have a subversive element working within Congress?
Well, the American media relies on the American people rely on the media to awaken them to this sort of thing. And unfortunately, the media has been taken over pretty much like the unions were. You know, the journalism schools were taken over in the 40s and 50s, and they've been pumping out liberal and left-wing and even communist journalists since then. So the whole slant of the U.S. media is geared to bashing conservatives and patriots and protecting socialists and Marxists. So the American public is not aware that there are any Marxists left, let alone that they're pretty much running the House of Representatives. And so that they're really in the dark to all of this, which is pretty unfortunate.
You're absolutely right. The difficulty is that certainly the media is controlled. They are not telling us that we're moving towards an authoritarian type of society where life is controlled from the cradle to the grave. So what can the American people do about this?
Well, you know, it comes down to, there's a whole bunch of things that can be done, you know, and you have some very good movements going on today, you know, like obviously you've got the Tea Party movement and the conservative resurgence. You have people like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and Mike Lee and Jim Bridenstine and Trey Gowdy, who are genuine representatives in your House and Senate who are trying to change things, but they need grassroots support. So, you know, you have people like, obviously, the John Birch Society. You've got people like the Tea Party movement, the 9/12 movement, Act for America, are all trying to do the best they can to turn things around. So people really need to get active in these movements, and they need to get behind the very few patriotic people that are left in the House and the Senate, because ultimately, you know, the people have to regain control of the federal government, because if you, even if you do things locally and at state level, that's great, but ultimately the federal government holds the reins of power, and that needs to be taken back, and that can only be taken back through the House and through the Senate.
And so it's really a matter then of electing people to office who will really go along with and support the Constitution, which everyone swears to uphold, and yet we have all these subversive elements there. And
you have a whole bunch of people in that House who are actively working against the Constitution, no matter the fact that they uphold, they swear an oath to uphold it. But you have a few, and I've mentioned some of them, who are actively trying to save it. So there's a real battle going on, and most of that battle right now has been fought within the Republican Party, because the Democrats have been pretty much totally taken over by the Marxists now. You know, the old moderate Democrats like Joe Lieberman and people like that are gone. And, you know, it's a shame that a lot of today's Democrats who are loyal Americans mostly still think they're voting for Harry Truman and John F. Kennedy. They don't realize that the Marxists have effectively taken over their party. But, see, in the Republicans, it's sort of about a third patriots, about a third who just go along to get along, and a third who have bought into the progressive rhino type agenda, you know, that are aligned with, progressive groups like the Council on Foreign Relations, et cetera, who are trying to sabotage things. We saw this with Reagan in 1976 and 1980. You know, 1976, Reagan came forward with a lot of great messages, and the Republican old guard, the Rockefeller Republicans, just hated him and sabotaged him. But in 1980, the grassroots got behind Reagan, the real patriots, and they took over the GOP and basically forced the Republicans to give the people their candidate for a change. And Reagan was one of the few presidents in the last 50 years who actually made a difference and who actually did something active to restore the American Constitution. You know, no, he didn't, but as nearly as much as he would have liked, he certainly did something.
Hold that thought. I guess
sure.
Loud. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
When I grow up,
I want a subprime loan. I never want the opportunity to own a home.
When I grow up,
I want the dollar to be worth less. I only want one bank to choose from.
When I grow up,
I still want to be living with my parents into my 30s. I want to be paid less to do a tougher job.
When I grow up,
I want a brown nose from being a yes man. I want to be loaded with student debt.
When I grow up,
I only want to be a part-time employee so I can participate in Obamacare.
Don't let this be your child's future. Eventually, you have to grow up. Preserve and ensure your wealth today. Call the Patriot Trading Group. Gold and silver buying made easy. 800-951-0592. Or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this morning, Trevor Loudon. Trevor, how can people hear you? You're going to be speaking there in Colorado, and how can people hear you talk? How can people get your books?
Well, look, the best thing to do is go to my website, trevorloudon.com. I'm speaking in Loveland, Colorado, on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock at a church there. You'll have to go to my website, and my itinerary's on the my itinerary's there. I'm also going to be speaking to the Evergreen Tea Party on next Monday night. So just go to trevorloudon.com. The Loudon is spelled L-O-U-D-O-N, and the actual venues will be there. Also, to get my book, you can Google Pacific Freedom Foundation. Pacific as in the ocean, freedom is what we all want. Foundation, and both of my books are available online there, or you can get them through Kindle or Nook.
All right. Our telephone number, if anyone has a call or question for our guest, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And Trevor makes the point that the media is controlled, and he's absolutely right. You're fortunate to have this radio station to listen to, because so many of the radio stations are controlled. Comcast has over 1,200 radio stations across America, which beam you the Marxist line. Of course, then we have the major corporations that control the media, and they pretend to fight back and forth. You think you're hearing both sides, and you're really not. You're hearing the two sides they want you to hear to make you think that you're this controversy, but the really important things are not getting out. So what sort of response are you getting to your message as you put it out here in America, Trevor?
Look, I'm getting a great response, Dan. This is about my fifth tour now. I've spoken to well over 200 Tea Party groups, conservative groups, Republican groups, all across the country. And what I basically talk about is the destruction of American sovereignty, and the fact that if America goes down, the entire Western world goes down. You know, that's what some Americans still have not realized, that, you know, the world's economy depends on America. If America goes down, basically the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, the Cubans, the Nicaraguans, the Venezuelans, the North Koreans, and their Islamic allies are going to carve up this planet amongst themselves. They're going to take freedom down across the globe. Conversely, if America can restore its constitution and the patriots can have a second American revolution and restore America to where it should be, that's going to spark freedom revolutions across the planet. So the potential bad if we do nothing is horrendous. But the potential good, if we can take back America, is amazing as well. So we really do stand at a crossroads. And so I try and give Americans an outside view of what the significance of the battle is in their own country.
And the people don't understand that the battle for the survival of Western civilization is right here in America. You're not going to escape by going other places. You leave America, why America falls, why the whole world goes down as we know it. And this is why people are involved. But they
like in World War II, the battle for freedom was in Europe, right now it's been fought in America. And there's no point bugging out to Costa Rica or Honduras or New Zealand or Australia, because if America goes, they all go. So really, anybody who cares about freedom has got to fight the battle here.
Amen to that. Well, we have a caller. Who's calling in? Who's out there?
Hi. I wanted to ask Trevor about the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, and I wanted to ask, too, about, he's got another website, I think it's called kiwiki.org, and if he'll talk about what's on that website. Thanks.
Trevor, did you get the question?
Yeah, I did. Thank you. Yeah, look, see, in there, back, and that's an interesting question, because back in the old days, in the 80s, and that, they had the Warsaw Pact that was the Soviet Union and Poland and Czechoslovakia and all of the Eastern European bloc, basically, standing united against NATO. But today and a lot of people saw that dissolve, and they thought the Russian threat was gone. But so now we have something even stronger. We have the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which is a political and military alliance, encompassing Russia, China, Iran is an observer, all the old Kazakhstans and Tajikistans, Belarusia, and they have got links also with India and Pakistan Pakistan and Sri Lanka. And they are allied with the communist, neo-communist regimes of Cuba and Nicaragua and Venezuela. So it's basically, it's even stronger in some ways than the old Warsaw Pact. And it's allied against the United States. So you've got Russia and China and Iran all allied against the United States. And you're seeing that today with the Ukraine. You know, Russia's trying to take the Ukraine back because the Ukraine did slip out of their grasp. And China is backing them up on that. So America has to realize it's not China over there and Russia over there and Iran over there and radical Islam over there. They are all united against the West and against Israel and particularly the United States. So, and just at a time where President Obama is cutting your military to ribbons. I also want to mention my KeyWiki website, which is KeyWiki. That's like it works like Wikipedia. It's 64,000 files of American leftists, communists, socialists, radicals, everything from presidential candidates right down to the lowest street level radicals, and including a whole bunch of congressmen, senators, state reps, city councillors, etc., with identifiable socialists and Marxist ties. So it's a real valuable asset to anybody who wants to understand the subversion of America.
Now, where can people get that again?
Just Google KeyWiki. K-E-Y is in a key that you turn your door with. Wiki, W-I-K-I. So KeyWiki, K-E-Y-W-I-K-I. Just Google that. It's a big website, and you just type in the name of the person you're looking for in the little box to the left, and that'll bring you up a file. There's 64,000 files on that website.
And my understanding is that if you go to keywiki.org, you can, on the upper left-hand side, type in a name, like we'll say Dennis Kucinich, and then you'll get how he's connected to the Communist Party. And I think it's interesting that Ron Paul, the elderly statesman, was interviewed on Charlie Rose's TV show, and he says, this Dennis Kucinich, he's the one I can work with in Congress. I don't get along with him on the finances, but a lot of other things, I can talk to him. I think that's appalling. Then you can find out who Dennis Kucinich is on the KeyWiki.org site.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because a lot of conservatives and libertarians are working with people in Congress who are basically Marxists. like John Conyers and Barbara Lee and Dennis Kucinich. You know, Dennis Kucinich was a Communist Party supporter. And you had people like Ron Paul, who is totally anti-communist, working alongside him, probably not even realizing his allegiances. So, yeah, people need to understand. The KeyWiki is there so people can actually understand who these people are. And it profiles everyone from President Obama to George Soros to Valerie Jarrett and David Axelrod, right, you know, most of the Democrat members of Congress, some of the Republicans, and just a real, it's a real good background on U.S. politics.
Can you talk about Valerie Jarrett?
U.S. politics.
Can you talk about Valerie Jarrett?
Well, yeah, Valerie Jarrett is obviously the most powerful woman in the United States. You know, she is President Obama's handler. And she has her, both her grandfather and her late father-in-law were actively working in Communist Party circles in Chicago in the 1940s with a man called Frank Marshall Davis, who just happened to be the communist who went out to Hawaii and ends up mentoring the young Obama. So it's interesting that both Valerie Jarrett and Obama can trace their roots back to the Chicago Communist Party of the 1940s and Mr. Obama. And the same with David Axelrod, the other half of Obama's brain. He was mentored by a man called David Cantor, a longtime Communist Party member. He was the man who led the campaign in the 1960s, basically denigrating the John Birch Society and Barry Goldwater. And his father also worked very closely with Frank Marshall Davis. So you can, the three top people in the White House, I know that Axelrod's not there at the moment, but he's still a key man, can all trace their backgrounds back to the Chicago Communist Party of the 1940s and Frank Marshall Davis. But coincidentally, don't you think?
I think a lot of people don't know Valerie Jarrett has lived or lives currently in the White House with the Obamas.
Well, she does. She's the closest confidant of that family. You know, they call her the other half of Obama's brain. And she is easily the most trusted advisor that the president has. And in my opinion, she's his handler. She basically keeps him on an even keel and makes sure he does what he's told.
And Frank Marshall Davis, who's he?
Well, Frank Marshall Davis was the Hawaiian Communist Party member who mentored Mr. Obama as a teenager. For about 7 or 8 years, while Obama was growing up, he would visit Frank Marshall Davis all the time, and Davis indoctrinated him into his Marxist politics and basically helped turn Obama into the Marxist ideologue that he is today. But Frank Marshall Davis originally joined the Communist Party in Chicago, was very active there, and then moved out to Hawaii in 1948. But it was just interesting that Obama went back to Chicago because he had a base prepared for him. You know, the base of people that worked with Frank Marshall Davis welcomed Obama with open arms and helped guide his political career all the way into the White House.
Well, you've done how many years of research on this?
Look, I've been researching the hard left for more than 20 years now, but I've been researching Obama since 2007. I discovered his links to the Marxist movement. I discovered his ties to Frank Marshall Davis. So I've been extensively researching that particular individual for nearly 7 years now.
Okay, and you're going to do a luncheon today, right? Where is that at?
I'm doing a luncheon in Boulder. That's with the Libertarian Party in Boulder. But I'd have to, maybe you know the venue, but it's on my website.
Okay. Thanks. At trevorloudon.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Loudon. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks,
yeah, it's the Libertarian Party in Boulder today, starting about 12:30 p.m.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question, for Trevor Loudon. We'll be back after the break here. But I think it's vitally important that we understand that most of what goes on in Washington, D.C. Is in violation of our Constitution. We're moving towards a war. They're manipulating us into war so they can declare a dictatorship here and regulate every aspect of our lives. And the average American has no idea, no concept at all of what's really going on behind the scenes. And, of course, really, the majority of the people there working at the leadership of both parties are dedicated not to preservation of America, but to the establishment of a Marxist America. We'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Ladies, are you wanting a deeper connection between your relationship with God and your health? More control over managing your own health? To keep you and your family healthy naturally and economically? More vibrant energy for the things that are important to you? Join me, Master Herbalist and Nutritional Consultant Julie Formby, for a walk through the ancient scriptures on the third Wednesday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m. here on KHNC. Each show is based on my seminar series called Back to Biblical Health for Women. And together, we will explore a variety of health topics from a holistic and biblical perspective, all targeted specifically toward women and restoring your new vitality. As my free gift to you, I would like to offer a taste of what Back to Biblical Health for Women is all about. Download a free introductory copy of my ebook at www.yournewvitality.com/radio. That's www.yournewvitality.com/radio. And don't forget to join me on the third Wednesday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Jensen Arms says if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning is Trevor Loudon. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We have another caller. Who's calling in?
Yes, good morning. I have a question that I heard this three years ago, and I was able to look this up on the Internet. And I could reverse the inquiry and get the same answer. What do you know about David Axelrod being the great-great-grandson of Trotsky? It is no longer on the Internet. I can't find it anymore, but I did several times.
All right. Have any thoughts on that, Trevor?
Yeah, look, I've seen similar information. I don't know that. There was an Axelrod, a famous Axelrod in the Russian Revolution, But I don't know if it's actually a relationship or not. You know, this is something I've heard rumored. I know that Axelrod's father was a leftist, his mother was a far leftist, and as was his grandfather, but further back than that, I cannot actually verify.
I saw several references that way, I can't find it anymore. It's not listed anymore.
Yeah, well, it's not surprising, but look, I just cannot say. I know that he comes from a far-left family. His mother was involved in a magazine called PM, which was staffed by about 50% Communist Party members and supporters in New York in the 1950s, 1940s rather, including several known Soviet agents. Also, interestingly, she was the founder of the focus group movement, you know, where people go it's a famous marketing technique where you go go in a group and you are quizzed on political candidates, you're quizzed on a new product, etc. Axelrod's mother was the founder of that. And it's interesting that there's evidence that the Communist Party members in the 40s and 50s were sent into the advertising industry in the United States and other countries to learn American sales and marketing techniques. So there could be a possible connection there as well.
Okay, thank you very much.
I wanted to ask. I guess our call is gone. Again, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Where does the communist movement fit in to the Council on Foreign Relations, or the Council on Foreign Relations fit in to the communist movement?
Yeah, well, it's a very interesting question. There is certainly some overlap. There are many socialists signed up on the rolls of the Council on Foreign Relations. And we know that certain members and supporters of that organisation, well, people who set the Council on Foreign Relations up were also people who helped nurture the early communist movement. So to me, it's a question like the Council on Foreign Relations is like Dr. Frankenstein, and Frankenstein created a monster, now, which was communism. Now, does Frankenstein still control the monster? Is the monster independent? Does the monster control Frankenstein? It's very hard to know, and I don't pretend that I do know the answers to that. The Council for Foreign Relations is a highly subversive organization and has a lot of negative influence on U.S. foreign policy and domestic policies. So, and needs to be investigated, much as the Communist Party was investigated in the 1940s and 50s by the House Un-American Activities Committee. So, yeah, I'm no fan of the Council for Foreign Relations. It's a very dangerous organization, but their relationship now to the Russian and Chinese plans for world domination is hard to determine. You know, I think they're basically arms of an octopus, but who the head of that octopus is, I do not know.
And I think that's an excellent analogy. Basically, the Council on Foreign Relations is working to bring about a one-world socialist government, and the Communist Party is working to bring about a one-world socialist government, and the Marxist organizations, the socialist organizations, are working to bring about a one-world socialist government, and they're all working towards the same goal. But who actually controls this whole thing and is moving us to destroy America? And what they're doing is using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about socialism throughout the world, to overthrow existing governments there. Governments. Go ahead.
And that's very clear. And these movements all overlap, and they all work together to at least some degree. I'm dealing mainly with one arm of the octopus, the International Socialist and Communist Movement, and that is still being led by Russia and China right now. But whether their relationship to the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, etc., that's a little bit more
that's a little bit more hard to determine, you know, and I think both of those groups are really controlled by people even above that. But I do know that the International Socialist and Communist Movement is working very hard to strangle America, and they have got control of a huge chunk of your Congress and a huge chunk of your Senate, and they are basically working hard to bring the country down right now. So they do have to be dealt with. They have to be thrown out of power, that's for sure, for America to have any chance at all.
I think it's very interesting that we have to have somebody from New Zealand to come here and tell us these things, which are so very, very self-evident. They should be self-evident to everybody that we have a subversive element working in Washington, D.C., and the reason you don't hear about it is because the media in America is largely controlled by six corporations that loyalty is not to America, but to this socialist dream, the one world,
yeah,
the one world financial system, and of course the destruction of Christianity. So, basically,
yes, well, the destruction of Christianity is a huge goal. You know, that's because they see the bad guys see that the Western tradition is based on Judeo-Christianity, and they understand that that has been the liberating force of mankind for 2,000 years now, and they've been at war with it ever since. And now that war is coming to a head, and we're going to see a lot of that played out in our lifetimes. You know, it's going to be a real, and I don't know what the outcome of that will be, but I do know that I choose the side that I see as the side of good, and I'm hoping more and more, and I see more and more Americans doing the same thing. You know, we are getting a polarization in the United States, but that's good because, you know, 5% of the country is trying to destroy it, and 10 or 15% are trying to save it, and 80% in the middle have no idea what's going on. So, you know, the good guys have to get out there and state their message boldly and openly, so that some of those 85% can come across and join, 80% in the middle can come across and join the good guys and hopefully tip the balance in the right direction.
You're absolutely right. We do have a caller. Again, our number is 877-254-7524, but who's calling in?
Hi. I just wanted to mention that I saw that on the website, that Pirelli's Rest...
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free new vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
You're invited to join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2014 on Monday, April the 14th, at the Ramada Plaza Hotel in North Glen. You have your choice of a delicious lamb or turkey entree. Adults are $36, children 9 through 12 are $20, children 6 through 9 are $18, and children under 5 are free. Deadline for making your reservations is Friday, April the 4th. Call 1-800-205-6245 and make your reservation for Passover now. That's 1-800-205-6245. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply in Fort Collins is proud of our military. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return. May God bless America. This message is from Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, 3507 East Mulberry Street in Fort Collins, with a large variety of rental handguns for their shooting range, offering classes and serving gun enthusiasts for over 25 years, Colorado's largest gun safe dealer. They're on the air, proudly saluting our troops.
Well, Well, Dr. Stan, here, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Our guest, Trevor Loudon, is our caller still there?
Yes, I am.
Could you speak a little louder? I can barely hear you.
And his luncheon apparently is at a Pirelli's restaurant at 30th and Baseline.
Please go ahead.
Okay. I don't know if you can hear me.
Is our caller there?
Yes.
Yeah, we can't hear the caller at all.
Oh, okay. Well, then our telephone number 877-254-7524. And we can't hear the caller, so if you are out there and you'd like to call in, you have a question for Trevor, why I think it's an important subject. People need to understand the extent of the subversion that exists in America. And now that we're moving towards war, and ladies and gentlemen, we're moving towards war, I'm very, very concerned they're going to utilize that simply to restrict the discussion of subjects of this sort. And, of course, they say, oh, and a nation of war, we've got to simply take away the freedom of the people so we can win the war. Ladies and gentlemen, this coming war is totally contrived. And who's calling in?
Irving, Dr. Stan.
Go ahead.
Yes, this is Irving, Dr. Stan from Denver, and I would like to ask Trevor if he can shed any light on the murders of Russian journalists after the wall came down. I think it was like 38 the last I heard, but if the CFR had something to do with that or why it wasn't reported on by our mainstream media.
Well, we had journalists like Alla Pott, Polinskaya, you know, who murdered Litvinenko, the former KGB man who was murdered in London with the dose of thallium. Basically, Russia is now controlled as a KGB state. The KGB totally controls Russia. And though they will maintain some semblance of freedom there and some semblance of economic liberty, because the KGB is still in control, and anybody who threatens that is marked for assassination. I have a friend who's a former KGB officer, and he has given me information from time to time. He was approached by a leading official not long ago and threatened with his life if he continued doing that. So, yeah, it's the old KGB state is alive and well in Russia. The KGB totally controls the whole country. And if you're going to criticize that or do embarrassing investigations, your life is at risk.
Well, I remember Jessica Savage when she was taken out doing her report on Vietnam and how the dope was coming out of Vietnam in body bags. So I got a pretty good idea that our American journalists are just toeing the line because they like their jobs and they're going along with the program.
Yeah, well, most of them are, and it's only a very few brave souls like Dr. Stan and Andrew Breitbart and Glenn Beck who are actually getting out there and telling you the truth. And if we didn't have the independent journalists in this country, we would be just blind. We would have very little idea at all.
Right, and that's why it's under attack now. Obama's trying to get federal agents into every radio broadcast, every television broadcast.
Oh, absolutely.
And, we're under attack.
He understands, the left thought they had it in this country. When they got Obama into the presidency, they had the House, the Senate, and the White House, and they thought they had it all their way and they were going to take America out. And if it hadn't been for the independent media and the Tea Party taking back that House in 2010, they would have done it. You know, the independent media, the Glenn Becks, and the independent media and the Tea Party basically saved America in 2010. Because if they hadn't done what they did, the whole agenda of the left would be in now, and America would be under already.
Well, wasn't the first head of our Homeland Security, KGB, Michael Chirikov, or whatever his name was?
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know his background. But I do know that the Department of Homeland Security is really being lined up as the future KGB of America. Thank you. Know, they're gaining more and more power. You know, in the old days, you used to have police intelligence departments in every major city in the country, and they worked independently, and they worked cooperatively, and they monitored the radicals in their local areas, but they didn't oppress the people.
Yeah,
right now, you have a Homeland Security Department that doesn't effectively monitor the radicals, but is there slowly and surely suppressing the people. And that's the KGB model, not the American intelligence model.
Very well, thank you for the opportunity to talk to you. Please give me your website, caller. Clearly.
Oh, who is calling in? We have another caller. Who's calling in?
Hi. I just wanted to call in again because the luncheon that's today is a little hard to find on the website. It's at Carelli's. That's Carellis. And that's at 30th and Baseline in Boulder today. I guess it's at 12:30 in case people can attend. And that's Corelli's restaurant, where Trevor will be speaking today. It was hard for me to find it on the website, so I thought I'd just call in and mention where it's at. 30th and Baseline in Boulder. Okay, 12:30.
Thank you very much for that.
Bye.
Okay, well, we're just about out of time, Trevor. Parting thoughts, you got about a minute and a half to wrap up the program.
Well, I just want to say thank you very much, Dan. And the thing is, you know, America stands at the brink and the world stands at the brink. But there is a lot of hope. There are more grassroots conservatives, constitutionalists, libertarians, and patriots in this country than there have been since revolution. You also have a whole bunch of great politicians out there who are trying to help. Ted Cruz is a shining example, as is Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Jim Bridenstine, Trey Gowdy, and many others. We've got to back those people every way we can because we have to take back the federal government, and that's our only lifeline to it at the moment. So we have to take the next two elections very seriously, 2014 and 2016.
I agree with you. I think it's vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, to understand that freedom hangs in the balance. And if you're not involved, you're part of the problem. And you need to get involved. You need to hear what Trevor's saying. Go to his website, listen to him here. And then, of course, join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Western civilization. This is not something imaginary. America's under attack today. Trevor does what he does. As he's concerned, I do as well. What are you willing to do? What will you tell your freedom if we lose our children, if we lose our freedom?
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
to Stan back here. I hope you enjoyed Trevor. I think his remarks are very apropos. But remember, the communism is one arm of this octopus that is moving us towards a dictatorship in America. And step by step, they're taking away our freedom. They killed those people in the Twin Towers. That was a controlled demolition. If you doubt it, simply go up on the Internet and see Building 7 come down. See how the center of the roof collapses first, then the base of the building go. It was a controlled demolition. And then watch the Twin Towers come down, and you'll see how the top of the building vaporizes before the rest of it comes down. It was a controlled demolition. They killed them. Almost 3,000 people that day, so they could get us into a war, first of all, with Afghanistan, and then a war with Iraq because of the weapons of mass destruction. And it was all a lie. And if you think that they would hesitate at all to kill tens of millions of Americans in the coming war, why, you're sadly mistaken. You've got to get involved, and you've got to help us get the information out. We do 5 hours of talk radio 5 days a week. I'm 85 years of age. I do this because I'm trying to save America for you and your children and my children and my grandchildren. But if you're not involved, you're part of the problem. Quite frankly, we need your financial support, but we need you telling others here in Colorado, all across the country, get them involved, get them listening. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to, of course, join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us. And then, of course, if you're not in a position to help us financially, pray for us, because there are powerful supernatural forces that work behind the scenes. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. To understand how this all fits together, then you need to get our 4-CD set on the supernatural, or perhaps our 4-CD set on the Aquarian Conspiracy, in my interviews with Constance Cumby, or her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. Or simply go to the Trilateral Commission website, trilateral.org. Look at their logo. 3 sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. Understand what we're up against. The most powerful and wealthiest people in the world are joined together in the Trilateral Commission, and they are a Luciferian organization. This is not imaginary. It's very real. And if you're not involved on the side of our Lord Jesus Christ, then you'll have nobody to complain to when freedom simply becomes a remembrance of things past. There really are evil and wicked people out here working at the highest level of our government. This whole situation in the Crimea and Ukraine is contrived to whether this is going to result in a major war now, I don't know, but everything points in that direction. Because this whole issue is contrived. Make your preparations, but also help us get the information out. Get people to listen to Radio Liberty. They can listen to us on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com 24 hours a day, our live 4 hours a day, and that's RadioLiberty.com. Hear us on shortwave, but get educated and then educate others. And you talk to people every day. Get them thinking, get them questioning, get them involved. Because if the American people don't care, then we're going to lose this country. The subversive element is in total control in Washington, D.C. The media is controlled by 6 major corporations.